children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Do 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 do.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Our show is brought to you by our sponsors, starlights.com, that's starlights.com, where you can find all kinds of New Age stuff, CDs, DVDs, books, incense and candles and wraps and all kinds of stuff. And also by alternativecancer.us, where they have over 1,000 pages of how to deal with cancer and how to help someone who has cancer. They also have test kits there, and I like to mention that the test kits are using applied kinesiology. So if you're not familiar with that, it takes two people to do. So the test kit can help you pinpoint what kind of treatment is going to work better for you, and so it saves you a lot of time and frustration. But it does take two people unless you're familiar with applied kinesiology and you know how to test yourself already. Okay, now our guest tonight, this is going to be a lot of fun. Noah St. John is on, and it's been a while since he's been on. I think you're really going to be interested in this. For instance, did you know that if you ask a new kind of question, it can immediately change your life? And I'm here to tell you it works. We're going to do this this kind of interesting thing called affirmations, not affirmations, affirmations. And Noah will tell you all about that. And he's got the Book of Affirmations. It's an amazing new Hay House book. And when you order that book from him, you're going to get more than $500 worth of bonus training for free. So you might want to check that out. That's at affirmationsbook.com. So stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun with this, and we are taking callers. The call-in line for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008. And again, that's 888-627-6008. Okay, welcome to the show, Noah.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Valerie. Great to be back with you.
It is awesome to have you back. I so enjoyed having you on the show. It's been quite some time now, but that was back when your success book was out, and that was before you got married, and just went through a whole lot of huge changes. You've got an app out now that people can use to do their own affirmations, and you've got so many great things going. So I'm going to ask you first to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into what are affirmations, what's the difference between that and the affirmation. And, gosh, there's so much to talk about. Let's start with those things.
Absolutely. Well, just to give you a brief overview of my background, I grew up in a poor family in a rich neighborhood. And what that means is that we lived in one of the wealthiest communities in New England, but my family was dirt poor. And I mean that literally. We lived at the bottom of this dirt road in an unfinished house. And I remember my mom and dad argued all the time about and the fact that they didn't have any. And, you know, one day I was about 9 years old, and I went to my mother and I said, "Mom, how come you and dad are always arguing about money? And how come we have to eat macaroni and cheese all the time?" And, you know, she said that, "Well, we're fighting because, you know, I'm afraid we can't put food on the table, and I'm worried about, you know, you and your brother and sister." And, you know, it was just the typical things that I know so many people can relate to. Yeah. And what happened at that moment was I made two decisions that really affected the rest of my life. And the first was I decided that I wasn't going to ask my parents for anything because I didn't want to be a burden to them. Now, I'm sure, you know, that wasn't my mother's intention at all, but, you know, that's what I decided. But the second decision that I made, which really affected my life, was I said, I'm going to make something of my life. I don't want to come from this lack and fear and poverty, even though that's all I had ever known. And I didn't know any other way to live, but I said, I've got to find a way. And have you heard that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, I only had a poor dad. So what I had was the library. I just went to the library, and I started reading books on success. And so all of these classics of self-help literature, the Wayne Dyers and Stephen Covey's and Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, you know, all the ones that we grew up with, know and love. And so over the years that went by, I started really trying to apply all these things that I was learning. But fast forward 20 years later, in 1997, I was a 30-year-old college student. I was divorced. I had about $800 to my name, and I was living in this tiny little dorm room that was about 10 by 14 square feet square, meaning that if you stood in the center of the room, you could touch the walls on both sides.
Wow.
Anyway, so I asked myself, if I had been studying all of these success books and all these things for so many years, how come I'm not more successful? You know, it was very, very frustrating. So I went to bed that night, but before that, I actually was looking around my dorm room. Again, I was very depressed and frustrated, and I was looking around my little room, and I noticed that on the walls were all these little pieces of paper that I'd written all these positive statements on. I am happy. I am rich. I am wealthy. I'm good enough. And why had I done that? Well, because every single book I'd ever read told me to do that. So I did exactly what the book said. I tried to apply it, and yet there I was. I was, you know, at a very low point in my life. I wasn't happy. I certainly wasn't rich. And, you know, I was lonely. I'd been divorced and all these things. So I was like, gosh darn it, this is really frustrating. I'm working hard. I'm doing what they're telling me. How come it's not working? So I went to bed, very frustrated, depressed. Got up the next morning, got in the shower just like any other morning. Now, let me pause in the story and just sort of ask a question. Do you ever get those ideas in the shower? You know, those.
Oh,
those,
yeah, all the time.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? I don't know why it happens, but it's like the shower fairy, or I don't know why. But
oh, yeah, I could tell you why. But, yeah, I could tell you why, but go on.
I know why, too. But anyway,
yeah.
my point is that so on this particular morning, it was April 24th, 1997, and I was thinking about all these things I was just sharing with you, and I was saying, you know, all these thoughts were rattling around in my head. If I've been saying these positive statements to myself for so long, how come I still don't believe them? And if I don't believe these positive statements, after I've repeated them over and over again for so long, what's it going to take for me to finally believe something good about myself? And there's got to be an easier way to change my life, but what is it? And then that's when it hit me. And I had this aha moment. I had this epiphany. And I realized that what I'm doing in that very moment is asking and searching for answers to questions. And in that moment, I asked myself a simple question. I realized that human thought itself is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions. Let me share with you what I mean. I'll give you an example. Let's say I were to ask you, why is the sky blue? Why is the sky blue? So what's happening in your brain right now?
My brain is going, who says it's blue?
Right, but you're searching for the answer, right? Because you know there's an answer, but you might not know what the answer is, but you're searching for the answer.
Uh-huh.
And it just automatically happened. It happens without your own volition. You can't even help it. And I realized that human thought really is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions. So I just asked a very logical question. If human thought is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions, why are you going around making statements we don't believe? Why don't we just cut out the middleman? And in that moment, I had this flash of insight, and I realized why I never believed all those positive statements that I was saying. And it was because there was a gap that I just didn't believe what I was saying to myself, even though I was repeating them over and over and over. So long story short, that's how I developed this method, and I had to give it a name. And so the name that I gave it was affirmations, not affirmations, which are positive statements that we're all used to, but affirmations. So an affirmation is an empowering question that immediately changes your brain and changes your thought patterns and eventually changes your life. So what happened is, just to, again, to sort of fast forward the story, I started teaching people this method. I actually wrote several books about it, and people just started getting incredible, really amazing results, like getting promotions in their careers after they'd been stuck, growing their business, adding 5 or 6 or 7 figures to their income in a very short amount of time, losing weight after they tried every diet and exercise program on the market, finding their soulmate after they'd given up on relationships. I mean, it just goes, even things like quitting smoking after they tried everything else for 20, 30 years, winning sporting events. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So what happened was when people started to get these really remarkable, amazing results, they started to tell their friends, and then they told their friends, and that's what we now call the Afformations Revolution. And as you mentioned, now Hay House, you know, the world's biggest self-help and personal growth publisher, is now publishing my new book of Afformations. This is actually the fourth edition of this book. It's the first edition from Hay House. But that's where, as you mentioned a moment ago, when people go to our website, afformationsbook.com, they can actually get $500 of free bonus training when they pre-order the book. So, again, I just wanted to share that gift with all of your listeners.
And I appreciate that, too. I also put that on the show information. So, people, if you're looking around for a pen or something, if you catch it this week, it's on the show info. I usually change it about Monday or Tuesday. The thing that I think, Noah, that people need to understand about this is that it really is very simple. And I've done it myself. As soon as I found out about your affirmations process, I tried it myself, and I've always been a fan of asking questions. I just never thought about doing it as neatly and succinctly as you teach it. Because normally my question, my go-to question is, show me the next step to my whatever, financial abundance, spiritual evolution, health, happiness. And I just say, show me, you know, show me the next step. Or, you know, how do I get there? Or what do I need to do? Or something like that. And I was breaking it up too much. So by using your affirmations, it was much easier because all I had to do was wonder about it. And I found that to be quite helpful, especially if I put on a MP3 recording of, you know, the theta brainwave entrainment and then went to sleep with that while I was thinking about the affirmation. Quite powerful stuff.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it was really amazing. I mean, I've had some very strange things happen. And, of course, I don't look for the same things everybody else does. I'm kind of a little odd, to put it mildly. But I was looking for out-of-the-box solutions, you know. What can I do that's different? How can I bring a different dimension here? And, you know, like, what's my part look like in that? And it took, I'd say, about 2 years. And because I wanted it to be fast, I went through some drastic changes. But the thing that's interesting is that I don't go through life like everybody else does, which suits me just fine. And, you know, I have all these magical, miraculous little things that happen all the time. And because of that, and because, you know, I've been using the affirmations now, gosh, it's been at least a couple of years. And because I've been using them that way and knowing to do that, you know, with the theta brainwave entrainment, it has really made it much easier. Instead of sitting there and having angst about something, I feel something that I might have some angst about, and I go, whoa, what do I do about this? And then I'll, you know, immediately go into that mode and start using the affirmations, and I get out of it very quickly. I don't stay stuck. And I think that's a really, really valuable thing, because I can't tell you how many emails I get from people that keep telling me, oh, I'm stuck. I'm back in this pattern. What do I do? And I think, well, you know, I've got a lot of things I could recommend for you. But, you know, if you don't have much money or any money, and if you don't have a lot of time, and, you know, you can't run out and get all these programs and stuff, what are you going to do? So I like to have you on the show, and you can tell them how easy this is and right where they can go to get something that's affordable and do it themselves.
Well, absolutely, and that is a great example of what you're talking about. And I have a lot of folks who contact me also and talk about this this phenomenon of being what we call stuck. And, in fact, I really looked at that because I got so many people emailing me, and you know, as I mentioned a moment ago, when they're, you know, talking about the Afformations Revolution and so many people around the world talking about this now and just sharing over social media, you know, sharing with their friends. I get emails on my blog, you know, just amazing, amazing success stories. And what happens is that I started hearing from other people that, Noah, can you help me get unstuck? And I started to think about, what does that really mean, to be stuck? We hear it all the time, but what does it actually mean? And so one of the things that I realized is that you can really break it down into four different areas. And the areas are time, energy, relationships, and money. Now, when you look at those four areas, and we talk about this in the book, is that when you look at those four areas and you put them together, that's where you have what I call an abundant lifestyle. Because when you think about it, from my perspective, you know, we all want things like more money, more happiness, more fulfillment, better health, relationships, to find love, fulfillment, whatever it might be. And, you know, all of those, of course, are wonderful things that we all want as human beings. I just like to sort of wrap it all into one big wrapper and just call it an abundant lifestyle. And when you look at those four parameters of time, energy, relationships, and money, when you look at when any of those aren't really operating at optimal levels, then you're not experiencing what, you know, you would call an abundant lifestyle. Just as a quick example, just take the element of time. You know, when you think about it, right now, time is the greatest luxury, isn't it? I mean, how many times a day or a week or a month do you catch yourself saying, gosh, I'd love to do X, but I don't have the time. I've got too much to do, too little time. And, you know, right now, you know, of course, all the other things are very important, but I think that time, many people would agree that time is really the greatest luxury that we have right now. Now, the other thing about time is that it's the only one that you can't get any more of. You know, energy, relationships, and money are all, you know, renewable. You know, money comes in, it goes out. It's like the tide. You know, just it's a flow. It's an ebb and a flow. Of course, a lot of people are in the ebb portion right now, and that's, you know, that's the problem. And so, you know, there are things that you have to do to put those things together. But time is the only one of those four that can never be replaced. All of Bill Gates' billions can't buy 1 minute of yesterday. So I would, again, say to you that if you're feeling stuck or overwhelmed or frustrated, any of those types of words, you know, in the areas of time, energy, relationships, and money, you know, this really can help you.
Yeah, I think this is, well, Let me ask you this, and I can feel like questions out there. People get shy. They don't want to call in, you know, so I'm going to ask you this question.
Sure.
The other thing, too, is I tend to ask the questions they were about to pick up the phone and ask. So it's that intuitive thing, you know. But I know people are wondering, okay, how do we do this? How do we get a more abundant lifestyle in 28 days or less? Just how do you do that, you know, like – what do you have to do, A, B, C, and D, in order to make that happen? What is it going to look like for them? How much time is it going to take? You know, what kinds of things do they have to do? They want the nitty-gritty, you know?
Absolutely, sure. Well, I mean, it really is a very simple method, as you mentioned a moment ago. I mean, that's what's so exciting about this, and that's why we've seen so many, literally tens of thousands of people around the world, over 50 countries so far, who are using this method, sharing it with their friends, you know, again, sharing it on social media, et cetera. And so basically, it's really very straightforward. And the first thing you do is you ask yourself what it is you want. What is your goal? Where do you want to go? So, and I know many people will say, oh, I've done that before. Okay, and that's actually the point. The point is, yes, you've done that before. And so the point is, you've got to be very clear on your desires. Now, the second thing that you do after you set your desires or ask yourself what you want, then you're going to do the step two, which makes it very different from what's happened before. And what I mean by that is this. See, there are four elements to creating your life, and those are desire, belief, action, and result. Now, what I mean by that is you have a desire. You want something. I want to make more money. I want to lose weight. I want to find my soulmate. I want to grow my business. I want to find a better job. Whatever it is, that's your desire, right? And that's, I mean, it can be anything from world peace to a ham sandwich. But that's everything that we humans want starts with a desire. But the very next thing that happens is belief. So the funny thing, and the sad thing really, is at the very moment that most people have a desire, oh gosh, I wish I could X, I wish I could, or I want to, what happens in the very next thought is, I probably can't do that. See, the thing about human realm is that there are two basic human beliefs, and that is I can and I can't. I can or I can't. That's pretty much it. Now, What do you think the default belief of the human race is?
Can't.
I can't. Exactly. I mean, I have asked that question of tens of thousands of people all over the world. They all say the same thing. What does that tell you? It means we all think we can't, right? But
well,
now I have had...
It goes, but it goes beyond the conscious, because you know we're programmed. We're programmed because we're in hypnosis, you know, until we're about the age of eight. So you might consciously believe it, but then you got the subconscious down there running the other program, saying, "No, you can't do that because Mom and Dad said you can't do that."
That's exactly what really comes out,
but you may be clueless about it, you know.
That's right, and you're doing all the things that they told you, just like my example. That's why I share my story, because so many people relate to that and are going, oh, my gosh, Tom, I've been reading all these books, and I don't think I can do it. I want to believe that I can do it, but I really don't believe it. So just to give you an example, imagine that you were in a baseball game, and you were walking up to bat, and you're all excited, and like, boy, I know I can get a hit, right? And you're thinking positive. But all of a sudden, you realize that you're out there facing a major league pitcher. Now, what's going to be your belief that you can actually get a hit? It's probably going to be very, very low because I'm sure there's some great athletes listening to this program, but for most of us, we have about as much chance of getting a hit against a major league pitcher as, you know, an ice cream cone's chance of survival on an August day in Phoenix. So it's not going to happen. So we basically know, and we don't believe we can do it. So what's our... Then the very next step that happens is action, right? We have an action. Now, let's be very simple. If you don't believe you can do something, what are your actions going to be? Nothing, right? Yeah. You just told me you can't do it, so what are your actions going to be? They're going to be half-hearted or some other part of the anatomy, right? So, yeah. I mean, you just told me why you're stuck, because you don't believe you can do it. Now, this isn't your fault. I'm not casting aspersions. I'm not criticizing anyone. Believe me, I'm coming from having lived this for 25 years and saying, I thought I could do it, I wanted to believe I could do it, but when, as you mentioned, you know, you get to that subconscious level, what I really believe, if you'd hook me up to a lie detector test, I really didn't think I could do it. So just like going up against that pitcher, you say your desire is, I want to hit the ball, your belief is, but I can't do it. So your action is you either don't even bother taking a swing, you don't, you know, or you do it very fearfully or tentatively, or what most people do, they just leave. They don't even get in a game, right? And then So what's the result? The result, of course, is not getting a hit, not getting the thing that you want. So when you look at life, that really is your life. You have the desire, you have the belief, you have the action and the result. So what happens? Well, what happens is we so many of us try to change our beliefs, right? And we've been studying all this stuff and saying, you know, I really, you know, I want to believe, I'm thinking positive, and you do all the things that they tell you to do. But what happens? Because you haven't gotten down to that subconscious level, you haven't really changed your core beliefs, you haven't changed your subconscious beliefs, and it's very difficult to get to that subconscious. I mean, it really is, because, in fact, one of my clients described it this way. When he started using affirmations, he said, Noah, it's like you turned a light on in a room that had been completely dark my whole life. And I realized that is exactly right, because think about it this way. Let's say right now you're listening to this program. Let's say you're in your car or in your home. Let's say you're in your living room, right? So imagine you're sitting in your living room and, you know, you're there at home and everything's fine. Well, all of a sudden, somebody comes in and removes all of the visible light from that room, right? And it's completely dark and you can't see a thing. Now, imagine if someone then asked you to rearrange the furniture. How successful are you going to be, right? You're not going to be very successful. Why? Because you can't see what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. You bang your shin on the coffee table. You hit your head on the lamp. We don't know what's going to happen. Now, does this mean that you're incapable of rearranging furniture? Of course not. You're perfectly capable when you can see what you're doing. So that's what affirmations do. What they do is they get down to that subconscious level of your real beliefs, not your surface belief, that conscious level, which just like the iceberg, your mind is just like an iceberg. It's about 5% conscious, about 95% subconscious. So what happens with traditional success programs, and this is really sad, what happens is you're fighting the 95 with the 5. You are literally fighting your enormous subconscious brain with the teeniest little part of your brain. Well, which one do you think is going to win? You know, it's obvious that the subconscious. So let me just give you an example. There was one student who came to us. His name is Brandon. I talk about him in the book. He was an insurance salesman from Utah. Now, he'd heard about affirmations from a friend of his. Now, the story that he tells is that he spent over $30,000 over a decade on everything from books, CDs, seminars, becoming an NLP practitioner, literally everything. And he was making about $1,500 a month in income. Very, very, you know, average. I mean, that's not great. I mean, it's not awful, but, you know, he knew he could do so much more. He's an intelligent, motivated guy, really wanted to succeed, but he wasn't doing very well. Well, he heard about affirmations, he got the program, and he started using it. Within the first 30 days, his sales actually tripled in 30 days. It sounds crazy. But it actually happened. Why? Because we got to that subconscious level. Long story short, by the end of the year, his revenues had increased by 560%, meaning he had more than quintupled his income. He now has a six-figure income. They made him a manager. He was named Agent of the Year. And also, affirmations brought him his beautiful wife, Amy, and now they have a lovely daughter. I mean, they've been married for years. And, I mean, they're just perfectly happy. So affirmations literally changed everything about this person's life. Why? Because it got down to that subconscious level, not just the conscious level.
Yeah, and that's the important part, you know, because we've been talking on the show about changing your belief system quite a few times. And I have no quick way to tell people, you know, how important that is other than to say, okay, you've got to reach the subconscious. That's the facts. Once you reach the subconscious, then you can change the programming. And I always feel like there's a little guy in there in my subconscious who's like the file clerk. And so when I get my revelations in the shower, then I will say, oh, okay, so I need to do this. And so when I go to bed at night, then I say, okay, subconscious, listen up. And I see the little guy spring to action and salute me and say, yeah, the boss. and then I say, okay, this is what I want to do. Here's my desire. And then I go ahead and I think, okay, what's going to be the best affirmation for this? And so I sit down at a table with the little guy and we start working on it. And, you know, I'll cut it down and cut it down and cut it down until I get it to something that's pretty succinct. And then I'll go, oh, let me try that on. And we kind of sit there and look at each other and go, yeah, okay, that's pretty good. and then I go ahead and I do that, you know, and I go to sleep. And I only say it maybe three or four times before I fall asleep. And then when I wake up in the morning, either I've had a dream that's told me something or I get like another piece of it the next morning. And sometimes, you know, it'll take me 2 or 3 days and, you know, I'll keep refining my question. And what I did discover through your program is, I mean, I've always known that asking the right question is the most important thing, but it showed me how to refine that question in a method that was so much quicker, you know, rather than having to do dream induction for like a week or two at a time. It's like, okay, you can just sit there and, you know, go hand in hand with your subconscious, work on this little thing, and then you're going to get your answer when you ask the right question. So that's been very valuable for me, and it has sent me off in directions that I never thought I was going to go in. I mean, if you had sat me down 10 years ago and said, you know what, you're going to be going down this quantum physics road, and, you know, you're going to be doing this and that and the other, and here's some miracles that are going to happen in your life, I'd be going, yeah, right. Where did you read that? And yet
wonderful.
It happened. Yeah.
I mean, there's
all kinds of strange stuff, you know, and it's just been really amazing. And, you know, I think the first two steps that you mentioned are the most important. You got to know what you want first. And I've had people say, well, I don't know what I want. And I tell them, okay, sit down and figure it out. You know, I mean, you have to know what you want. And, you know, it starts with that desire, you know, sit there and just daydream and, okay, do that, you know, and then you got to take some action. And, so what's the next step? So you were on step two, so we did that. What's step three?
Right. So step three is what I call accept. Now, what that means is you have to give yourself to the new question. See, your brain is like Google. When you use Google, and everybody knows Google is the world's most popular search engine, right? So when you type a phrase or a word into Google, what you're really, hold on, Valerie.
Talk. No Okay.
Stop for a second.
Yep, get a drink of water. Now I try to keep mine nearby.
I have it right here. I just got so excited, I got all choked up. Okay, I'm back. Woo! what you're doing is you're really asking a question. Hey, Google, can you answer this for me? Right? And then it automatically does that. It searches and it does its little magic, and there you go. There's the answer to your question. Well, your mind is exactly like that. When you ask yourself a question, now this is the key. Whether it's an empowering question or a disempowering question, meaning a positive question or a negative question, your mind will automatically search and find the answer. Mm-hmm. Now, there's one big difference between your brain and Google. Google can't change the questions that it's asked, right? So what that means is after you enter your query, Google can't say, nah, I'm not going to answer that question. I'm going to answer this other question over here, right? That's because mm-hmm. Google is a software program designed by human beings. It doesn't have a conscious choice. But you do. Everyone listening to this program has a choice. You can decide right now to change your questions and change your life. And your brain is going to find the answer either way. So if you go around asking yourself negative questions, like, why can't I do anything right? Why am I so stupid? Why am I so broke? How come I never have any money? Why am I so dumb? Why am I so lonely? Right? These are mm-hmm. disempowering questions. But guess what? You're going to find the answer. And the answer will reveal itself as your life. So, for example, many people are going around asking themselves, why am I so fat? And they go, and then they wonder, why can't I lose weight? And it's like, wait a minute. You just told your brain what to do. You told mm-hmm. yourself that you're not going to lose weight no matter what you do. And isn't that incredible? So the point is, you're just using your brain wrong, right? You have a choice at this very moment to take control of your questions. So when I tell my coaching clients and mastermind students to give themselves to the questions or accept the truth of your questions, you know, they say, well, what does that mean, Noah? Well, there are four really simple ways that you can give yourself to your new questions, your affirmation. And that is you can read them, write them, say them, or listen to them. Those are the four modes of human communication, reading, writing, speaking, and listening. Now, what my clients will then ask me is, well, which one works the fastest, right? Which one should I do the most? Mm-hmm. And, of course, all four of them are essential. But what I argue is that, think about it this way. When you have that negative thought in your brain, you know, I can't do it. I've made too many mistakes. I'm too old. It's probably too late for me, right? That's that guy in your head. I call him your negative reflection. It's like looking into a funhouse mirror to see what you really look like. It's yeah. always going to give you bad information.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But what you're really doing is you're effectively listening to these statements in your head. You're listening to them, okay, essentially. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that's why I created something called Iaform Audios. Now, Iaform Audios are empowering affirmations set to inspiring music, and you can listen to them anytime and anywhere. I mean, you can literally listen to them in the car, while you're eating, while you're exercising, while you're relaxing. Many of my clients even listen to them while they sleep. So what happened is I created these Iaform Audios because people started writing me from around the world saying, Noah, I love your affirmations. I use them all the time, and I want to listen to them. You have something so I can listen to them, too. So that's why I invented these Iaform Audios. So when you go to affirmationsbook.com, and by the way, that's AFFORMATIONS, affirmations with two F's, affirmationsbook.com. That's why when you order the book, we will actually give you a $500 bonus package, which includes several of my most popular Iaform audios. And I have Iaform audios on ultimate love and self-confidence and wealth and weight loss and sleeping better. I got an email just as a quick example from a fellow named Chris, who's a financial expert up in Canada. And he said, Noah, I listened to your Ultimate Wealth Iaform audio for 3 weeks and just landed my first $1 million client. I mean,
wow.
3 weeks. And he'd been in business for over 20 years. Had never, ever had a $1 million client before. 3 weeks. And it was just like that. Now, again, I'm not trying to hype this up. I'm not trying to make it sound like magic. I'm not trying to sound like anything. It's just these are the reports that I get. These are unsolicited testimonials that I get from people all around the world. I literally got a letter just recently from a client named Michael in Germany, and he said that he listened to one of my Iaform audios, and it literally changed his life. And what he said was, when I first came across your work, my wife and I had our divorce papers on the desk waiting to be signed.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't get any closer than that. He said, then I heard your affirmations. I started listening to them. We started listening together, and now we're best friends and in love again, he said.
Wow.
So, I mean, talk about a life changer. I mean, divorce papers on the table, ready to be signed, and now they're in love again. I mean, that's what can happen when you change your question.
Well, yeah, and it's so important to have the right question. And I had to laugh because I had told somebody about how to do this, and she had been having relationship problems. And her question that she was asking her subconscious is, why do I keep repeating the same pattern over and over? And so she wakes up one morning, and out of the ether, she hears this voice that says, because you're foolish. And I about fell off the chair laughing. And I was like, well, why didn't you ask a better question? <You know? laughs> I thought, man, you know, I would have been asking, how do I change this? You know, how soon can I change this pattern? Can I break the pattern and, you know, get into what's healthy and happy for me or something like that, you know? But I just thought that was hysterical. It took me a while to quit laughing, you know. I was unable to give comfort at that moment.
Well, that is what I was just sharing about, that your brain is like Google. It's going to find the answer. And, you know, millions and billions of us are, you know, going around the planet asking really lousy questions. You know, when you ask lousy questions, what are you going to get? Lousy answers. And that is going to form a lousy life, not on purpose. Again, nobody's doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, wow, this looks like a great day. I think I'll hold myself back from success today. You know? I know. I'm going to get this book and go, you know, buy this program so I can sabotage myself better. You know? Nobody does that. That's why the point is, it's exactly like you're driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas.
Yeah.
Now, think about it this way. With most motivational programs, what they're trying to do is get you to step on the gas harder, right? Set your goals. Think positive. You can do it. You know, get you all pumped up. And that's fine. Again, I'm not saying it's wrong, but my argument is, okay, imagine that you're driving your car down the road, and you know where you're going, and you're just, you know, heading down there, but you have one foot on the brake and one foot on the gas. How much time, effort, and energy is it going to take you to get where you want to go, right? So imagine if we just simply took your foot off the brake. Wouldn't that just make more sense instead of trying to get you to push the gas harder? Again, it's not wrong. Of course we need the gas. But what if we just took your foot off the brake? I've had so many people write to me over the years and say, Noah, not only did I have my one foot on the brake, I had the other foot on the brake and the handbrake on too.
Yeah. I can identify with that. I hate to tell you, but I spent $65,000 going to all these rah-rah things of people that know how to make, you know, billions and everything. And I thought, you know, it's just not working for me. What is wrong with me? And thanks to your program, I stopped asking myself what was wrong with me. And I started thinking about, okay, look, I know how to manifest things. I've been doing it, you know, for quite some time using the whole quantum physics aspect of it. And so I started thinking about it and I thought, you know, first of all, I obviously need to correct what's going on in the subconscious because, you know, a lot of us have parents who grew up in the Depression. So, you know, they were crying poor even when they had money. And so it's one of those things where you go, okay, so I've been programmed with all this crap, you know, so what's going to change that kind of stuff? So what I noticed is through the use of the affirmations and really thinking about what I wanted out of life, it changed my direction completely. I stopped driving myself crazy trying to make money and thought about, you know, what would be the object of having the money? And I started looking at freedom. I started looking at practicing medicine the way that I want to practice it and looking at, you know, being able to enjoy life more and, you know, just generally be happier and have what I need plus, you know, a good amount of what I want. And it happened. You know, it all started happening. It all started coming together. Now, there were a few bumps in the road where I went, whoa, wasn't expecting that. And maybe I asked the question a little bit strangely. I don't know. But I tend to think it's more that some of us have roller coaster lives, you know. And like, you know, you're screaming as you go up and you're screaming as you come down. And in between, you're kind of like, oh, this is okay. And then, ah, you know, it goes off again. And, you know, I've always had my finger on the fast forward button on the VCR of life, you know. So it's been kind of interesting to see the difference. So I've tried all kinds of stuff. I love the affirmations because they make you sit down and take a breath and go, what do I really want? And then figure out the right question from that point. And then once you start to implement, the implementation is actually pretty easy. You know, once you've done the hard work of figuring out what you want, where you want to go with that.
Exactly. So, well, you're right. And many people, so think about it this way. Let's say you wanted to drive from New York to Los Angeles and meet a friend of yours. All right. So you're in New York and you have a friend in Los Angeles. So there are two ways that you could do it. The first way is you call up your friend and you say, hey, why don't we meet at such and such location on such and such a date, and I'll see you there. And then you get in your car and you start driving, and then you meet up. That's the first way. The second way is you jump in your car, you drive west until you hit the ocean, you drive up and down the coast until you find the city that your friend is in, and then you start asking people to tell you where your friend is. Now, of course, none of us would pick the second way, right? I mean, nobody right. would ever do that. However, doesn't it seem like so many people are doing that with their lives?
Exactly.
Right? That's literally how they're living their lives. Now, obviously, your life is much more important than the cross-country trip. But the point is, you must determine what you want and how you're going to get there. And the point is, so many people are just letting other people live their lives for them or tell them what to do. Going back to the thing that I said earlier, which is because they don't believe in themselves.
Yeah.
And see, one of the greatest challenges that we have as humans is to get that belief in ourselves. And see, I've had the privilege and the opportunity of interviewing over 50 millionaires and multimillionaires. I mean, very, very successful people, very, you know, leading people, thought leaders. And every single one of them had this belief. But what the problem is that they didn't know how they did it. They literally just sort of had this, what I call unconsciously competent at believing in themselves. And so they, in other words, so let's take, for example, something that most people are unconscious at, which like is backing your car out of the garage, all right? So if you can remember back to when you first learned how to drive a car, and you, the very, very first time you backed your car out of the garage. Now, if we were to look in your brain at that moment, and like on a brain scan machine, we would have seen an unbelievable amount of brain activity. Because right now, you're freaking out. Your brain is going, oh my God, I don't want to hit the cat. I don't want to hit the garage, you know, door. I don't want to hit the garbage can. I don't want anybody coming across the street, you know. It's the very first time you've done it. So your brain is freaking out. And it would literally be a ton of brain activity. Well, now fast forward to today. And you've done it 1,000 times, right? So you literally do not think that when you're backing a car out of the garage. At least you're not thinking about backing a car out of the garage. You're thinking about everything else. You know, oh, I got to go to soccer practice. And I got to do this. I got to do the groceries. Right? You're thinking of everything else that you have to do. So if we were to compare your brain scan from the first time you did it to now, we would see just an incredible drop in brain activity in that area of backing car out of garage. Why? Because you have developed the habit of doing it. So you are unconsciously competent at backing a car out of garage. Well, the point is that there are a very small amount of people, I mean, just percentage-wise in the human race, that are unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed. Now, I'm saying that very specifically. I'm not saying they're unconsciously competent at success. I'm saying they're unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed. So this has actually been one of the foundations of my work that I've been doing for over 16 years now, since 1997, when I discovered Alformations. And I also discovered something called success anorexia, which is people who are holding themselves back from the success they're capable of, and which is most human beings, right? Most human beings, can't really be argued, are holding themselves back. They are driving down the road of life with one foot on the brake. Why? Well, of course, there's a million reasons, but it mostly comes down to fear, and I don't believe in myself. That's what it really boils down to. So my point is that when we have taken all these different programs, and you just mentioned you spent $65,000 on all these programs, and, you know, we all know the names, and they're all fine, good people, and whatever. The problem is almost all of those programs are being given by people who are unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed. Not unconscious, but success, because success is never really unconscious. You have to work at it. You have to take action. One of the things that happened in our industry, unfortunately, is that so many people saw the movie The Secret and said, oh, if I want money, all I got to do is sit around and think about money, and it'll just pour in from the ceiling. No. not on planet Earth, gosh darn it. I mean, maybe there's a planet somewhere in the universe where that happens, but it ain't the Earth, darn it. On the planet Earth, we got to do this annoying thing called work to get the result that we want, whether it's to make money, lose weight, find happiness, be in a happy relationship. I mean, tell me the last relationship you were in that didn't require work. It's not possible. It isn't. Oh, yeah. It is literally impossible. And similarly, it is also impossible to earn the thing called money without working. And, you know, I'm not counting the lottery because, as I mentioned, I've interviewed scores of multimillionaires. Not a single one of them got there by winning the lottery. And there are, I'm sure we all have heard these stories, 80% of lottery winners lose all that money in 3 to 5 years. Why? Because they didn't build the foundation of what it actually takes to be wealthy, what it takes to live a truly abundant lifestyle. So my point in all this is, once you discover how to use your brain, how to form these empowering questions, how to use affirmations, because the amazing thing is you're doing this already. Every single person on planet Earth is doing this already. The problem is almost everybody is doing it against themselves. They're doing it in a negative or a disempowering way. In other words, they're literally using their own brain against themselves. Well, of course, we don't want to do that, and nobody does it on purpose. But just because you haven't been taught how to use your brain, that's why we have the Book of Affirmations, and that's why we've had so many incredible success stories when people follow the formula.
Well, yeah, when they stop asking themselves questions like, why does this always happen to me? And, oh, gosh, what else could go wrong? You know, and things like that. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many people that I've done counseling with where they come across with those things. And I keep telling them, you got to stop saying that. Don't even think that. That shouldn't even come across your brain, you know, because that's not the question that you want answered. What you want answered is, you know.
Exactly. And now you can tell them to go get the new book, because now we have the new book for Hay House, and there you go. That'll just be, here, read this, get this, start doing this. There you go.
Yeah, that's convenient.
It's very convenient. And, oh, get $500 worth of stuff while you're at it. Why not?
Yeah. Well, and you know, your life has certainly become a success story. And I remember when I first had you on the show, I think that was before you met your wife even, and then pretty soon, you know, you were on talk shows all over the place, and you were having great success, and then you were getting married, and I thought, way to go, Noah. You know, you figured out what you wanted, and you went for it.
and it's funny. Thank you, and yes, it's been wonderful, and I will say, you know, I'm 46 now, and the years since I turned 40 have been the happiest of my life, and the very specific reason is that I found my wife, my loving mirror. And see, like I was sharing earlier, you know, most people grew up with not enough love, not enough support, not enough whatever, not enough money, whatever, and they grew. Most human beings are in this place or coming from not enough, and I would argue the human race is coming from not enough. And
that's
so the point
now.
Is, once you find that person who is there for you and is that loving mirror, that really is one of the key habits that I teach in my Power Habit System. That's another program that we have. But really, it comes back down to the fact that, you know, when it comes to believing in yourself, it can be very difficult if there's not someone there in your corner. So having found that awesome person, you know, who is in my corner, who believes in me, that has really made the entire difference in my life. And I mean, I know it sounds corny, but it's so true. It has made the entire difference because I literally had been teaching about, you know, the need for loving mirrors and having to do this. I've been teaching that for over a decade, but yet I didn't have that person in my life. Because, you know, sometimes it's not easy to find them. And yeah. So, you know, I had been doing that and teaching people about it for many years, but I didn't have that person. I had a lot of fake ones who came in and out, and they were, you know, fake ones. So I guess I want to share that story. What's that?
Those are tests, Noah.
Exactly. So I'm sharing that story because for anybody saying, oh, it's too late or I'm too old or I made too many mistakes, believe me, I've had all those thoughts in my life. You know, and I've said those things. You hear those negative things, and you just have to realize that that's your negative reflection talking. You're looking in the wrong mirror. You're looking in the funhouse mirror to see who you really are. You need to look in an accurate mirror, what I call a loving mirror. And, you know, for many of my clients, I've been that loving mirror for them and helped them, you know, create amazing, amazing success stories. Like I mentioned, you know, doubling, tripling, quadrupling their income, finding love after they've given up on relationships, losing literally hundreds of pounds, you know, just finding health and healing family relationships, quitting smoking after 20 years. It really is awesome. You know, I'm not trying to take credit for any of that, but what I'm saying is that once you follow the formula and learn how to use your brain and then start using it and taking action, life becomes very happy.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. And you know, the best thing that I can offer for listeners about this kind of stuff is, yes, you have to do a little bit of work. You know, I mean, you do have to take the steps, but they don't take that long. You know, you're talking a few minutes a day, and, you know, it's quite easy to do this, especially if you're really lazy. You can just record your own voice on a CD, and you can, you know, get the Theta Brainwave Entrainment and record your own voice on there and go to sleep with it while you're thinking, you know, as you're repeating to yourself what it is that you want. And I did that too. I did that quite a bit. And it was kind of interesting because I would go to sleep. I got so used to it, I wasn't thinking about it, you know, and I would just go to sleep. And all of a sudden I'd see little things happening in my life and I'd be going, huh, I wonder what that's about. And then I'd go, oh yeah. You know, that's what I've been working on, duh. And then, you know, things would just magically, like, kind of work out in a way that I hadn't thought of. And I'd be going, way to go, subconscious. I had no idea that that could come to me that way. How interesting that's is great. That? Yeah, if you just don't limit your subconscious, don't limit the universe, then you can have some really incredibly fun stuff happen. And, you know, otherwise, you know, a lot of people are stick in the muds when it comes to how they're going to get stuff. You know, they think, well, it's got to be this way, and if it's not that way, it's not going to work. And I'm here to tell you that there's, like, thousands of other ways that you can get stuff and change stuff in your life and become better if you just don't limit the universe and just let it go, you know, just figure out what you want. Don't figure out how you're going to get it. You don't have to do that. That's the thing that's so great about affirmations. You don't have to figure out how you're going to do it. It's easy. You know, this is as close to brainless about it as you can get, you know. This is more like, you know, just get that desire and go deep and there it is. So I highly recommend your programs, Noah. And boy, they're about to give us the hook here, so we're going to have to get off pretty soon. But let me just mention, listeners, that we've been talking with Noah St. John. And if you would like to check out the book, go to www.affirmationsbook.com. That's affirmationsbook.com. And remember, when you purchase the book there, you can get $500 of bonus training for free. I suggest you take advantage of that. This is one of those methods that really works. And even if you don't have much time, you can do this, and you will see differences in your life, and it's about the easiest thing that I can suggest for you, because it really is that powerful and that easy. And Noah, thank you so much for developing this and bringing it out to us, because, you know, once I read your story, I was like, Wow, that's a great thing. I get revelations in the shower all the time, but I didn't get that one. So, just wasn't mine to bring out to the world. So good thing that you
did.
Well,
it's my pleasure. It's my honor, Dr. Valerie, and my pleasure. And it's always great to be here with you. And I look forward to sharing this method and the book with your listeners. And really look forward to hearing their success stories as well.
Absolutely. And, oh, and about your mobile app, how can they get a hold of your mobile app?
You can just go to the Google Play or Apple Store. It's just type in App Formations, AFFORMATIONS. It's available for Apple and Android devices at iTunes or Google Play. And also, when you get the book, there's more information about the app in the book as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Noah. Thanks for being on the show again. It's always a pleasure to have you on. And please keep me updated whenever you have a new book or anything coming out. Let's get you back on the show and let's help as many people as we can.
I'd be delighted.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. We're about to get the hook, so I better get the sponsor ID out there. Okay, our sponsors of this show are starlights.com, StarlightsTS.com, with all sorts of New Age items that are fun and beautiful and very helpful. And also AlternativeCancer.us, with lots of information on how to deal with different types of cancer in a natural manner, what to look for, what to be aware of. They have test kits so you can see what type of cancer treatment is going to work best for you. They do require two people to do the test. Keep that in mind, because it's an applied kinesiology test. And all kinds of information there for support. So both of our sponsors are wonderful people who truly care. So please do check out their websites. And until next week, as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.